I'm quite stunned, frankly. We've been given the money to make this film. The film is done. But apparently, some time ago, they decided that they were not going to release this film. And when I heard it was because they were afraid of losing millions of dollars of tax breaks and incentives by angering Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, where Disney has a lot of their investment, I've never seen a grosser example of what's wrong when just a few corporations own the media.
At 89.9 KCIW, wrapping up this set right now.
But the radio business in the early 90s had really started to suffer. The broadcast lobby, which is a very powerful lobby in Washington, successfully lobbied Congress to raise the limits on station ownership. And suddenly a company that once owned, you know, three dozen stations could suddenly own 1,000. And so you just had forces emerge that couldn't have legally existed before because of this change.
I just wondered what they were thinking. I mean, when you say to Michael Moore, please make a film for us, they can't have been entirely surprised that you might make one which is critical of George W. Bush.
I think they just keep hoping I'll make more of a comedy or some lighthearted, maybe I'll put a car chase in or something. I don't know. It makes no sense. But apparently, from what Michael Eisner, the head of Disney, told my agent face to face, I will never release this film. I am not going to hurt our business relationship with the state of Florida, where Mr. Bush is the governor. So, at least he's not making the decision from, because he's a right-wing, Republican. It's just really the money.
Let me ask you, though. It's not part of some devious plot to whip up great publicity for the film, given that the film is about censorship, is it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. No. Of course not. This is not what I wanted to happen. That's why, even though I've known about this for months, I've been quietly working behind the scenes. And somebody leaked the story yesterday and within this morning's New York Times. I was still hoping that we could convince Disney to do the right thing because, frankly, I've got to get this movie out before the election here in the U.S. So I don't have time to be messing around with distribution fights or censorship or whatever is going on here. I need to get this movie out. And, frankly, Disney's decision to not put it out is not going to stop me. The American people are going to see this movie, and I'm not worried about.
Are you sure about that? Because presumably they won't see it in as great numbers as they might otherwise have done if Disney had been fully behind it and putting it into the American cinemas, whereas we Europeans, we will see it without any problem.
Well, thank you for coming to see my movies over there. But obviously I'm an American who needs Americans to see this film. We have a war going on right now in Iraq. This has to end. This phony war on terror in the United States. People need to be told the truth about this. And frankly, this film, I can understand why the Bush administration and the Bush family don't want it to be seen because I have put together the whole story and done it in a way where millions of Americans will come to see it. And that's the last thing they want to have happen. I can understand that. I don't blame them for that. Last I checked, it's still a free country, and all voices are to be heard. And we're going to make sure that this voice is heard.
By any normal standards, it's a monopoly. So instead of having lots of program directors and, maybe the guy in Philadelphia is a little crazy and he'll play a record nobody else would play, and people start hearing it and requesting it, and the record takes off by itself. No more. Clear Channel is in control.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Let's see.
ghettoology is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder, panic, palm. Tearing up the seven bales. This is Radio Cash. Please save us, not the whale. This is Radio Cash underneath the mushroom cloud. This is Radio Cash. We don't need that big roast wow.
Nationwide next Friday, released in between 500 and 1,000 theaters, making it one of the biggest openings ever for a documentary.